99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 44 outside. Another chilly one. Another opportunity for you to get a little blast of the bun warmers there if you're jumping in the car, going anywhere here this morning. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Yeah? You hit the bun warmers at all?
Yeah.
A little bit?
I've had them on one.
Yeah?
Just kind of give a little slight warming effect.
Yeah.
Just
a little, like, nod, a little comfort, if you will, that, hey, you know what?
It's a little hug.
Yeah.
It's a butt hug.
A little butt hug.
If we're going to be honest, it's a butt hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And my butt likes to be hugged.
Absolutely. Well, why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it? All right. So we're into Thursday here on DJX. Another opportunity for you to win $1,000 Kentucky and a cash relief, which, by the way, today and tomorrow, last opportunities for you to get in on that. So make sure you listen for the winning word coming up here in just a momentarily and then throughout the remainder of the day and try to get that $1,000, all right?
That'd be amazing.
That would be pretty cool. We got a free therapy. We've got several Setting the Bar stories, Florida stories on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, aggressive chickens. We've got, you know, free therapy. Did I say that?
You did.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes it escapes me.
It's that good.
Yeah.
It's that good. Got to say it again. That good.
I mean, Kelly and I, we just sit here with microphones.
Right.
We're not an expert at really anything.
Things come out of our mouth.
And so we somehow have come to the position where people come to us just to kind of put things out there and maybe help solve their issues, relationship problems, right, whatever. And so
where we're at.
That's the burden.
The burden we bear.
That's the burden.
Okay.
We bear this burden so you don't have to.
It's an honor, though. You know what?
We
get to help. We don't even charge you for it.
Not even.
Which is great,
it's
because
free.
We probably shouldn't.
Nah.
Yeah. You know, I would say about 68% of the time, we end up maybe making the situation worse by further complicating it.
No, we just...
But it's fun to listen to.
We probably just... add things that maybe the person never thought before. And so we're more thought provoking.
Okay.
I'm going to say,
but does that help?
Thought provoking. Let's not worry about help or not help.
All right.
Let's just worry about thought provoking.
Okay.
Provide thought provoking content
and entertainment for the rest of us who are not dealing with it.
Yeah.
Right? It's like we could be like, geez, glad we're not that person.
Right.
Going through that thing right now.
Let's get to your feel good. Do this every single day throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So people have been, you know, using all this time at home to pick up some new hobbies. You know, I, for one, learned to cut my husband's hair. I've done it twice now.
Yeah, you've learned to paint, too.
Yep, I bake, I paint, yes. Connor Brown is a 25-year-old law student at Stanford University. He's quarantining at home near Annapolis, Maryland. Spent most of the early days of the pandemic playing Pokemon Go, as you might expect someone his age to do.
Sure.
Right? And then he looked up. And he noticed birds.
Like on Pokemon?
Like, no, in nature.
Oh, real birds.
He looked at real birds.
He actually experienced nature. Okay.
And then he's like, huh, those look kind of interesting.
I wonder what those are called.
So he looked into them. Now he can identify 30 different bird species.
Wow.
He can recognize the calls of the brown-headed cowbird. Didn't even know that was, but with that, yeah.
All right.
And cardinal. And tell male birds from females. He got a special set of binoculars that attached to his iPhone camera, downloaded bird identification and bird logging apps, and is now giving birding advice on Twitter.
So
what I'm saying is there's a wealth of possibilities.
There's a world out there.
There's a world out there you can discover, just like Connor did. And now he's on Twitter giving birding advice. That's apparently the new hotness.
Well,
in the hobby world.
Have you ever seen the movie The Big Year?
No.
It's Owen Wilson.
Okay.
Owen Wilson, and I think Steve Martin is in it.
Wow.
And Jack Black. So it was like several years ago, but The Big Year is about birding. But apparently that's a phrase where, like, birders try to identify as many species of birds in 1 year's time.
And well, Connor's got 30.
And they travel, like, the globe. to find all these species of birds.
There you go. Well, he can't really travel, but he has discovered many, many birds around him in Annapolis, Maryland.
All right.
So there you go.
Look at that.
If you want tips on taking up birding, go follow Connor on Twitter.
Hot birding tips.
Hot birding tips. Okay. So I'm just saying, it's a suggestion. You want to put that in the suggestion box if you're looking for a hobby to pick up. Slapping a feel-good sticker on that. Had to feel good, right?
I'll let my mother-in-law know about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she might be into that.
She's a big fan of birding.
Binoculars. All these apps you could download.
Yeah.
Like, look at it with the binoculars, and the iPhone's going to tell you exactly, oh, yeah, that's the brown-headed cowbird.
That's a chickadee.
Awesome.
I'm a sucker for you. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You a fan of American Horror Story?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, you never have?
Okay. I've never seen 1 minute.
I watched the first season, which was absolutely bizarre.
Yeah.
And then I watched, I think I skipped season 2 and I went to season 3 because Lady Gaga was in it. And it was about the New Orleans house, maybe.
Okay.
This haunted New Orleans house, which, you know, we were getting
it's
ready to travel.
It's a different setting every it season, is. Right?
Right, okay. Right. So, you know, famously, American Horror Story pulls in like these different actors and actresses who are known for other things into the series. So like Kathy Bates, she's been a part of the series for a long time, right?
Right.
So Macaulay Culkin.
Home Alone Macaulay Culkin?
Has been lured for the next season of American Horror Story.
I feel like this could work for him.
So
he had to do something drastically different.
So here's the thing. Ryan Murphy, he's a showrunner for the show, and they don't ever like tell the actor what the season is about.
Oh, they sign on before they know?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then,
that's trusting them.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, the showrunner was like, okay, so I've always loved Macaulay Culkin and his work. I've loved his older stuff, Home Alone. I've loved some of the more recent stuff he's done, but he hasn't really worked in a while. So...
yeah, he really hasn't.
He said he had this great, insane part. And he thought, okay, this is going to be perfect for Macaulay Culkin. He hasn't worked in a while. And so I asked to speak with him on the phone. And so he said that here's the pitch. He told him the character and that he has crazy, erotic lovemaking.
Ew.
With Kathy Bates.
Ew.
And does other things.
Ew.
And Macaulay Culkin apparently paused on the phone and said, this sounds like the role I was born to play.
Oh my God.
So, by the way, Kathy Bates,
wow.
you know her from obviously American Horror Story, but she's been in so many different movies and she usually plays like the crazy mom.
Yeah.
Like crazy, like, I mean, like murdery, like mom.
Yes.
And, so.
What was the name where she, the name of the movie where she, broke the guy's ankles.
Oh.
She's keeping him hostage.
Yeah, yeah, it was in the 90s.
Yes.
That was like...
that was an iconic role for her.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
Kind of set the stage for her being murdery, creepy, weird grandma.
Right. So she is 71, by the way. He's 41. And so...
that's a little bit of an age difference.
All he needed was to know that he's got some erotic lovemaking sessions with Kathy Bates
in the
show. And he was like... count me in.
I'm uncomfortable.
Count me in.
Uncomfortable.
You know what? I want to dive back into that show because that show is absolutely insane. It really is.
Watch that?
Well, I watched the first season. The first season was The Murder House. And so it goes through the story of this house in California and where, you know, these murders have taken place and just crazy stuff happens. And
okay.
So then next season, it's something else. And then, like I said, like the third season, it was set in, I want to say New Orleans. And we were traveling to New Orleans at the time. And we were like, okay, we got to watch this. I think this will be great. And that was insane, too. It was about like witches and you know, that sort of world.
Was Lady Gaga in a season of this?
Yeah,
like when it was
yeah.
in a hotel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Lady Gaga's been a part of this.
All right.
And her role was great too. I mean, she did a great job. So
Missy says Misery was the name of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy
yeah,
Bates.
Yeah,
that's right.
Misery.
Thank you, Kathy. Missy.
Missy.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So anyways, if you're a fan of American Horror Story, if you've never even seen what's great about this show is you don't necessarily have to watch it from season 1 all the way through. You can pick it up any season, but that season's kind of self-contained.
Yeah.
So if if you haven't ever and you're into Macaulay Culkin and Kathy Bates,
stop.
Then this may be the season for you.
I just don't think. I don't think I could do it. I enjoy seeing him as an adult kind of reprise his role as Kevin from Home Alone. That's where I'm comfortable seeing him in commercials.
Well, this will probably be a stark, drastic
contrast.
Difference from those roles as Kevin in Home Alone. But anyways, if you're a fan of American Horror Story there, watch for that. Man, yesterday I had to have someone over to work on our heating and air conditioning. And literally the person was at our house for like 4 hours.
Oh, you must have had some issues.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it's like, you know, the longer they're there, the more it's going to cost.
The cost is going up.
And yeah, for sure. But, you know, I mean, it was one of those things where we're like, you know, going about our day and like, is he?
He's still here?
Is he still here?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, do you want something to eat? Like, are you doing okay? Like there was one point where, you know, we have a crawl space. And so he had to get in the crawl space and he was underneath the house and he was there for like a long time. And I called out inside the opening. I was like, hey, are you finding everything or you know, you checking everything out, you know, just kind of like seeing the progress because
sure, like, checking in.
He'd probably been under there for a good hour, like yikes. In the crawl space. And so, I didn't hear anything. And I was like, I walk in and I was like, hey, I need to grab a flashlight. And my wife Elizabeth's like, why? I was like, well, I mean, he never answered.
I gotta go and make sure he do a wellness check.
Right, exactly.
Oh, wow.
And so my wife's like, all right, well, let me know if I need to call 911 or something.
Oh my gosh.
And so then she says that, and of course my mind automatically goes to, oh gosh, like what if he shocked himself or like something happened and you know, he's wedged back there in the crawl space and like he needs attention. And I'm like, oh gosh, okay. You know, I start to,
you know, maybe we should really carry walkie talkies and say, give you one and say, listen, if you hear something weird go down.
If I'm not out in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Come find me.
That's a long time to be under there.
Right. And so, you know, I get the flashlight and I kind of, I wedge myself halfway in there too. And I'm like, hey, is everything okay? And then finally I hear like muffled, like way back in the, in
like he is
far
in the
away.
Bowels.
Yeah, he's in the bowels.
Your house.
And he's like, you know, and then he starts explaining like what he was doing and everything. And I'm like, okay, all right. I was just like checking to make sure, you know, everything is okay.
Make sure you didn't expire under here.
Cause
wow,
man. And then, you know, the logistics of like taking, you know, removing everything. That's going to be difficult too.
Are you talking about if the worst case scenario happened, like
what's the, I mean,
getting him out of there?
Yeah, like that's.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have to go there.
Yeah, no, neither did I.
All right.
So anyways.
That's great.
I think everything's
fixed. I'm glad that the person survived.
Me too.
I was going to recommend my friends at DFH, but I bet they would be like, you know what? I'm not going there.
No, not going to go there.
No, thank you.
Right. I know. And I mean, it came to a point where we're like, should we invite him in for dinner? I mean, like,
yeah, at that point, I feel like he's a part of your family.
I know. It's like, all right.
You're inviting him to Christmas.
Do we get him a card for his birthday?
I feel like, yeah.
Streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com or on your smart speaker, just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX and you can get live radio. You can get our podcast, all that there. So remember, we were telling you about what Elon Musk and Grimes named their kid.
Right. And it was kind of unpronounceable. The number symbols, stuff
like
that.
XIA-12. So according to now the state of California, they're like, yeah, you can call your kid whatever you want. You can't legally name him that.
Ah. Yes, you got to come up with
an actual name
word
that
with
includes
alphabet letters.
Yep, that's what they say. The law states that names must only include the 26 letters of the English alphabet.
Okay,
so no like symbols or dashes or numerical names are allowed.
Or special characters.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Okay, so it's gonna be interesting to see what they come up with.
Maybe Brett.
Brett, Jeff.
They go from that to
Jeff Musk.
Jeff Musk. That works.
Right?
All right, sure.
I think that sounds good.
Yeah, so Elon and Grimes, they can call them that, but they can't legally name them that.
Right.
So
they got to put something else on the birth certificate.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways.
Good note.
Coming up here next, it's a Florida story and small examples of what not to do.
Dealing with?
Let's say athletics.
Athletics?
Loosely.
Loosely based on athletics.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's going to be fun.
Sure. All right. So that's coming up. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We head to the state of Florida for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to avoid arrest by jumping into a canal, you're doing okay.
Ooh. Yeah. You're going to have to get out of there at some point.
Yeah. To Florida we go, where Sean Gilligan ran a stop sign. And then when an officer tried to pull him over, that's where the fun began.
Oh, wow.
Sean tried speeding away, turning into a dead-end road. That's when he got the brilliant idea. I'm going to get out and hoof it.
Uh-huh.
Jump into the canal to get away from the officer.
Just start swimming.
Well, here's the thing about that. Police were able to go to the other side of the canal.
Ah, get him right there. Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Certain places that you're going to have to exit the canal.
Yeah, yeah, and the police were right there because you're not going to move very fast in the water as opposed to on land.
And then your clothes are all wet, and that's the worst.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yes, alcohol was on his breath, and now he's facing several charges, including fleeing and eluding, driving with a suspended license, and resisting an officer. So,
always a better choice to just talk with the officers when they want to talk to you. You just stop, have a conversation. Go downtown if need be.
You know, typically I would think your response would be, let's not just do that. And you don't have to be in that situation.
Well, sure.
So,
absolutely.
Again, Florida, things happen in Florida that just have that Florida quality.
Yeah.
And so Sean is our example here this morning. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to avoid arrest by jumping into a canal and swimming for it.
So that's not going to work.
You're doing
it.
Okay.
What you're telling us.
Yeah.
All right. See? He made the mistake so you don't have to.
That's right. If you were thinking that was going to be on your agenda today,
yeah,
go ahead and mark that off.
Yeah, let's change gears.
Don't do that. Yep. It's a lovely Justin Bieber, 99.7 DJX. New Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, coming out tonight at midnight, I believe. So be listening for that tomorrow here on 99.7 DJX. Which, by the way, Bieber says that he has naturally beautiful skin, but over the past couple years has adult onset acne and has helped him out by
doing what any wife would do, right?
Like,
she's doing the wifely duties.
Picking and popping.
Yep.
Picking and popping. So
there
it's you go.
Actually like the sweetest thing ever. Like, they've been talking and opening up a lot,
right,
about stuff like their breakup and the marriage, and then they're hosting a little cooking class. It's like, I think, like a 10-part series on Facebook Watch, and they're really sweet together. It's nice that he has finally, I think, found his place.
Yeah.
Found himself.
I know. It's good.
He's growing
up. He's in a good spot.
He's got a wife that'll pop his pimples. It's great.
Find you a woman who can pop your pimples.
That's a good place to be.
That's right. All right, you feel good. Do this every single hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Tell you someone else living her best life. It's 109-year-old Ruth Evelyn Harrington of Catawba.
Ruth!
Near Kentucky Lake.
Okay.
She just celebrated her 109th birthday.
Wow.
And when you reach that kind of a milestone, you get a parade.
Right.
Like a big parade. Like, mayors of three neighboring towns participated. Some of her great-great-great-grandchildren.
Holy cow.
Three greats.
Okay.
Were also in the parade. She has lived through two global pandemics now, because she was around for the Spanish flu.
Right.
Yeah, back in 1918. She's also lived through 17 American presidents' terms and prohibition. The lady has seen
some stuff.
She's probably got stories.
A woman's heart is an ocean of secrets.
Oh, exactly. Just like Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So she's a really sweet picture of a big old sign says, honk. For my 109th birthday, she's sitting out there and watching the parade go by. We'll tweet out that story Wave 3 had at Ben and Kelly Show.
Right,
109.
Look at her.
Living I don't know life. If I want to go that far.
And she still looks good.
She still looks good.
There you go. That should feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University here on 99.7 DJX. So, as I alluded to, good news for Tiger King?
Yeah. Okay. So, what's up?
All right. So, I would imagine Joe Exotic would be smiling to know that the GW Exotic Animal Park there in Oklahoma, which he opened, is now reopened.
Okay.
Has just reopened.
Under new management.
Right. And after Oklahoma lifted its stay-at-home restrictions over the weekend, hundreds of people flocked to the zoo. Now that everybody is out of quarantine and has all ingested the Netflix show Tiger King.
Yeah, it's the hotness. They got to go check it out in person.
Yeah. Yeah, the Tiger King Park, currently owned by villain Jeff Lowe.
Uh-huh.
Took ownership after Joe Exotic went to jail.
He is still skipping around unscathed from all this so far, right?
There is an investigation, I think, in him now, too.
Okay.
Just as there is Carol Baskins there from Tampa Police right. Department. But, yeah, so they're saying, listen, they were some of the original zookeepers were there for the reopening, so...
including the one was missing the arm.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think he's never left.
All right.
So right, the GW Exotic Animal Park there in Wynwood, Oklahoma.
Awesome.
Good news there for I guess Tiger King.
So put it on the list when we can travel again.
You know, I don't think that I got to imagine that Joe Exotic, you know, because he's still in jail.
Right.
I don't know if he feels good about that or not, because he doesn't own it anymore.
No. Well, yeah, and I think he was ready to move on from it.
Right. All right.
That whole lifestyle. Yet he still calls himself the Tiger King. I don't know.
Well, you
it's
know.
Weird.
What? Hey, like, is Papa John going to call him anything other than Papa John?
No.
Yeah, see?
You're
once,
right.
Well, once you're Tiger King, you're Tiger King.
Yeah, forever.
Right?
For life.
For life.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's free therapy. You know, sometimes you send us a message and you need a little help with an issue that is plaguing you. So you come to the people that have microphones.
Yeah. And some smart people to listen that right. might be able to help. I mean, we're probably not going to help, but they could.
Right.
Maybe.
So that is coming up, a little free therapy on 99.7DJX. I don't want to send you guys into a full-on panic.
Yeah.
But.
Uh-oh.
There's a super moon tonight!
Super moon!
Super moon tonight!
Wait a second. Was it last night? Because it looked real full.
Super moon.
Coming in this
the
morning.
Last, I know. It was a full moon
it
last
was
night.
Gorgeous.
Super moon, the last one of 2020, is tonight.
So is it like super, super full?
Super, super full!
Oh, whoa! It's
super
bigger than
full!
Ever.
Super moon!
You practically touch it!
Yep.
Well, not really, but it's going to feel like it. It's really pretty. You can see a lot of the craters
it's
and
when,
stuff.
It's when touch it. It's when touch it. I know, you're right. There was like a super moon just a few weeks ago.
Yeah!
And that was huge.
It's huge!
That was huge!
It's fun!
Fun!
Look at
the super moon!
Yeah.
So yeah, tonight is going to be the last one of 2020. So enjoy the super moon.
Okay.
So yeah, again, don't want to like drive you into a full on panic or anything, but you know, super moon.
Okay.
I mean, we're practically meteorologists because you know we talked to the guys over there at Wave 3 News storm tracking team, and
totally
that's where we are.
Practically.
Yeah.
Meteorologists.
Okay. So let me check off super moon off the box.
Done and done.
We told you about that.
We did our duty.
We did our duty.
Yep.
Our due diligence.
All right.
Supermoon. All right. coming up, it's free therapy. And when you have issues that could be turning into family feuds, you don't talk to Steve Harvey. You talk to Ben and Kelly.
I'm already uncomfortable.
Yeah. By the way.
Supermoon!
It's a supermoon! Supermoon! Ah, 99.
This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, good morning, Natalie.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Will you go ahead and walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah. I'll give a little backstory before I dive into it. So, basically, my brother-in-law borrowed our lawnmower, and he broke it, 3 years ago.
Uh-oh.
And here's the thing is that we couldn't repair it, and we had to get a new one. And Tim nor my sister offered to pay for it or offered to fix it or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we were a little pissed off, but whatever. We wrote the cost off and kind of just agreed not to let them borrow anything else.
Okay.
But then at the beginning of the year, my husband told my brother-in-law no when he asked to borrow our trailer to move his storage unit. And so he ended up having to rent a U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here we are. I recently let my niece borrow it to move stuff, and this just, like, pissed off my sister and my brother-in-law. And just the fact that, you know, we let her use it and we didn't let him use it.
Uh-huh.
And so my husband told him, just like, okay, you borrowed our lock door 3 years ago and you broke it and that happened. And they were like, oh, that was 3 years ago. We were dumb, being petty and blah, blah, blah. And now they won't talk to us. And I don't know what to do because I don't want this to turn into something thing where it's like fans not talking or what. But I kind of just want to hear like what other people think about this.
So your sister and brother-in-law are mad because you allowed your niece to borrow this trailer when you made them rent a U-Haul, and now they're not talking to you guys and calling you guys petty for a lawnmower that they broke of yours 3 years ago. Did I get on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good recap.
Wow.
That helps. All right. That's a lot.
What? I mean, listen, I will say that I have been on the other end of borrowing things, power items, and breaking them. And so I think, you know, obviously hindsight's 20/20. They should have offered to pay for it back then,
or
at least pay to fix it. But
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Outside of just telling them to get over it, I don't know.
I know.
I don't know what
to say.
This
is tough because it's family.
I know, right.
And there's a delicate way to handle these things.
Well, Natalie, there's some people texting in, so, you know, maybe they can help guide you in how you respond. But, hopefully the divide won't grow too big between you guys. And thanks for letting us kind of try to work this out for you.
Yeah, thank you. It's a really tough situation.
Yeah.
I love what people say.
Yeah, JR is kind of saying what I was saying. Is like, hey, they're going to get over it. Chris texts in and says, haha, the banjos in the background are so wrong, but absolutely hilarious. Well, it is kind of like a little bit of a whatever Family Feud stuff.
Yeah.
Greg texts in and says, the people who break stuff and won't pay for it, quit talking to them. I don't see a problem.
Well, they are family. That's so the problem.
It's
hard to stop talking to family.
To family, for sure. All right. If you have an opinion, and I know everybody does, 502-571-9970, you can always text or call, or you can always post it up at Ben and Kelly Show.
Chet rolls in with a text. It's my stuff. I say you can borrow it. But hey, see you at the family reunion.
Yeah, there you go. Dora.
Our rule of thumb is a family. When you loan something out, because my husband has some really nice tools, and so people are always wanting to borrow his tools.
Right.
And our rule is, and I agree with this with my husband, you never loan anything to anybody who you know cannot afford to replace it if they break it.
Ah.
Okay. So, well, that was kind of Natalie's thinking when they said, no, you can't use the trailer because they broke the lawnmower 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But they're mad about that because they did let someone else borrow it.
You know, it might be jealousy versus being angry.
Yeah.
Just because they may be fully aware of what their situation is and how big a jerks they are.
Oh, well, thanks, Dora. Anita, she texts in and says, my husband and I don't let anyone borrow stuff unless they can afford to pay for it if it gets broken, family or not. So kind of a theme here.
So, but I feel like you need to set that precedent before you allow them to borrow it. Say, hey, just, you know, FYI, if you break it, can you pay for it?
Right.
Which is awkward. Like, I couldn't imagine saying that to my sister.
Like, now this is an expensive drill.
Yeah.
Right. Russ texts and says, are these people like five? SMH. It's just like Family Feud stuff, I guess. I don't know. And you don't know how to approach it because it's family.
It's delicate. When it comes to like money or stuff like that's expensive, that can get dicey.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, if you want to continue commenting, Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
You break a plate or something, it's easily replaceable. But a lawnmower is a little bit more expensive. I get why they're little upset.
What's the most expensive thing you've broken that wasn't yours? I've broken so many like window panes and things when I was littler, like whether throwing the newspaper because I was a newspaper carrier or like throwing a baseball or football through someone's window.
I crashed my parents' car. That's pricey.
That's pricey.
And before I turned 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they were just happy I was okay, though.
Right. I mean, accidents for cars, but like something that you borrowed. I remember, I think I had broken like a weed whacker, one of those like gas powered weed whackers. I couldn't get it to work.
Uh huh.
But I think it was only one of those things where I like flooded the engine.
Okay, then do you hand it back and say, you know, I don't know what's wrong with this thing. That's exactly not working.
What I did.
Are you lending me a faulty piece of equipment?
No, I gave it back and I was like, yeah, it was working for a little bit and then it stopped working. I don't
know what I did.
I don't know what happened. anyways, like I said.
I don't know. Again, I don't know if we helped.
I don't think we did necessarily, but, you know, we just opened up perspective to it.
Well, they're just being jerks. See you at the family reunion.
There you go. That's free therapy. Feel good. We do these every single hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University.
This is interesting. We don't get this every day. We get an update that we're going to put in the feel good category that stemmed from a setting the bar story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take me there.
Okay.
Take me there.
Remember the one time we told you about this 5-year-old Utah boy who took his parents' SUV and said, I'm driving to California. I'm going to buy me a Lambo.
Yes.
He had $3 in his pocket, got pulled over by police.
Yeah.
That was the setting of the bar part.
Okay.
So now, little 5-year-old pint-sized speed demon Adrian.
All right, bring it around.
That story caught the attention of a neighbor who offered a ride in his own Lambo.
Hang on, he lives in a neighborhood where the neighbor has a Lamborghini?
Apparently, which I guess would make sense then in giving this kid the idea that he needs one.
Maybe.
You know, maybe he fell in love with the neighbor's Lambo and said, I got to get me one of those. So Jeremy said, you know, he had the courage to just go after what he wanted. He didn't have the skill set, let alone the size to drive a vehicle, but he figured it out. Maybe he's getting punished. Maybe he's grounded, but maybe he's got some chores to do at the same time, though. I thought it'd be really cool to say your dreams aren't as far away as you think they are.
Wow.
There's photos.
So
he is grinning from ear to ear, hanging out in the passenger seat of that Lambo.
So he gave him a little ride in his Lamborghini?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Isn't that great?
Good stuff.
I mean, that's you don't get that often. A feel-good follow-up from a setting the bar.
Setting the bar story.
It doesn't always. Those dots don't always get connected.
Those never.
We're doing it today, though. The 5-year-old Lambo lover.
All right.
He's getting to live his best life.
Good for him.
Yes. There you go. That's a feel-good. I'm putting that in the feel-good category.
Let's do that.
Yeah. We ran the story earlier this morning in the setting the bar category. Uh-huh. And now
it's good that
here we are
that
in the
sort
feel
of,
good lane.
That's right. That's
we're
good
driving
that we
in
have
the feel good lane now.
That sort of follow up to this. Everybody's doing like Zoom calls. Everybody's doing the telephone conference calls, all that. And we've already dove down the random Zoom call fails.
Sure.
Right? Where there have been people that have taken the Zoom camera into the bathroom with them. Oh, Jennifer.
They forgot that people can see them.
Yeah. They've gotten up in the middle of a Zoom call and not realizing that their camera was still on them.
Yeah.
Or people can tell that they were only wearing underwear.
Oh, boy.
And so now the Supreme Court making history yesterday by hearing arguments over the phone because of the pandemic.
Okay.
When one of the people who were presenting on the phone, you could hear a noise in the background. See if you can identify this.
I'm going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topic, then the call is transformed.
There it is. I heard a toilet flush. Take toilet flush for $800, Alex.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank
you got it.
Thank
you got it. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I guess the flush didn't actually, you know, throw anybody off who was speaking at the time.
No, it just plowed right through.
Plowed right through it.
But when nature calls.
And you know, nobody was saying, like, who's to blame, quote, blame for the sound of the toilet flushing. But at the same time, I did read where they were, like, muting everybody else. And the only person who you could hear was the person who was talking. So...
Oh, it's well, then when you think about that,
right?
Wonderful multitasking because right. He didn't skip a beat in his little speech.
Nope, not at all.
Wow.
So good for him.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I've been there when you know, you're on the phone call and you have to use the restroom.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to not make any noise. And then sometimes the phone call lingers and you got to sit there a little longer,
yeah.
You know, after you're already finished because you don't want to sit there and flush.
Nope, because that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Flushing is real. I mean, that's loud.
Now, it just depends on who I'm on the phone with, you know. If I'm on the phone with like a boss or, you know, someone like that, I will wait.
Does our boss know that...
That I've done that?
You've done that? You were in the...
I don't think so.
You were in the bathroom at the time when you were having a conversation?
I don't think so.
The sweats big time?
Yeah, because I was just trying not to make any sort of bodily noises.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's never been acknowledged yet?
No.
He didn't listen to the show. It's fine.
Absolutely not. I think if he did,
we wouldn't be here.
There might be a different show you'd be listening to right now.
How are they so highly ranked?
I know, right?
I know.
Yeah, I get it. 99.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Got a little update for you.
Okay, I'm all ready. Right.
A little update in the feel-good category.
Okay.
Involving...
Tupac?
All right, from Doug Prophet.
Well, Kentucky's own Tupac Shakur has received help now with his unemployment claim. We got that new update today. Malik, as he's known, lives in Lexington. He lost his job at restaurants, had filed for unemployment.
Uh-huh.
But Governor Andy Beshear thought it was all a prank.
Thought it was a joke.
Yep, kind of shamed
today,
him a little
Beshear
bit.
Beshear admitted he ended up being the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
Okay. So
sometimes you get compliments for the things you do right.
Yep.
But you got to own the mistakes that you make, too.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes your mistakes end up on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, on late night. So there you go. Tupac got his benefits.
That's awesome.
Tupac got his benefits.
Got his kick.
Yeah.
Waiting on it. Like it. We got to take care of Pac.
There you go.
He's deferred payment interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers don't combine.
Kelly are throwing it back.
Throwback
Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
Open it up with a tweet from Shannon. Says, please play Miss Jackson for Lacey Jackson. I'm working from home and she is truly essential. Still working at work. Miss her daily. We got you. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Songs you haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
All the babies, mamas, and Lacey.
And the babies, mamas.
And then,
and Lacey.
And Lacey, and it's Mother's Day weekend, so...
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Makes sense.
Oh, look at this. Tying it up with a bow right there. Throwback Thursday.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. Things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She needs to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up, start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you, you will defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh.
I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Veronica rolls in with a Akon. Don't care what song, just need to hear them. I mean, sometimes when that desire to just hear the harmonious sounds of Akon.
I mean, I feel like he's been a staple.
Overcomes.
We have kept him alive.
When I see you, I run out of words to say. I wouldn't leave you, cause you're that type of girl. Make you stay. See the guys trying to holler. Girl, I
Thursday.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we miss our Akon. Akon, where you been? Come out and make some more music.
I know. As you were saying, I think one thing people can all agree on is they miss Akon.
Yes, they do.
Right?
He is consistently requested.
Throwback Thursday.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Just songs you haven't heard in a while, back to back to back to back to back.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Victoria rolls in. Can't tell what day it is other than Throwback Thursday, so need a little boom, boom, pow because we are Miss Thunder. All right.
Okay, all right. That's legal.
It's been a few weeks. I can understand why you'd still Miss Thunder.
Sure. It's going to happen, though.
Yeah.
Later.
Throwback Thursday.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. That boom, 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 that boom, 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 boom. Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll, that future flow, that digital spit, next level visual. I got that boom, 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 how to beat bang.
I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jogging my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next now. I'm sold 3,008. You sold 2,000. Boom, 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 that future. Boom, 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 let me get it now.
Boom, 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 gotta get that. 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 Boom, 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 that. Boom, 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 that. Boom, boom, boom.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Yes, Fergie. James rolls in with a For All the Mamas. How about Tupac, Dear Mama?
All right.
Could roll a little bit of Tupac for you.
Topical for two reasons.
Sure.
Tupac in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And Mother's Day.
Aw, look at that. Tying it up with a bow there.
Yeah.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama. When things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always
there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
please know one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Simple request from Jason, who rolls in with just, hey, a little Luda this morning, hook me up. All right, TBT. Yeah, we got that. Another staple on Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
Highly requested. Ludacris. Here we go.
Them diamond in it. Where'd you get that matching Benz with them windows tinted? Who them girls you be with when you be riding through? Man, I ain't got nothing to prove. I pay my dues, breaking the rules and say fools while I'm taking the cruise. Tell me who's your man? How do you smoke so good? You's a superstar, boy. Why you still up in the hood? What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag? A couple of cans of whoop. You did a good job of just eyeing me, spying me.
I got my sweet body.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter or 502-571-9970 on text. In on text, I need Forever by Chris Brown. I feel like I've been waiting my entire life for this.
Okay. Maybe waiting forever?
Oh, maybe.
See what happened there? Yeah.
I just watched the original wedding video to this.
Did you really?
From 2009.
Oh, the viral wedding video?
The viral wedding video. Oh, it's so wow. Cool to see. It's like 5 minutes long, and they all go down the wedding aisle to this song.
Iconic.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Boyfriend. If he says he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't
stare to him.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo.
Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs. You just kind of play back to back to back to back. Maybe you haven't heard in a while.
That transition was perfection, by the way. Perfection.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Shake It Metro Station, Throwback Thursday.
I'll take you home if you don't leave me at the front door. Your body's cold, but girl, we're getting so warm. And I was thinking of ways that I could get inside.
American Idol, Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 EJX with a text that says, how about Salt and Pepper, What a Man, from my hubby Matt, who's working from home and taking care of our five-year-old.
Oh, I love that.
Look at that.
Oh, there's nothing hotter. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, taking care of business at home.
Throwback Thursday.
World. And although most men are hoes, he goes on the down low, cause I never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it, because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect, I give props to those who deserve it, and believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past, I finally found somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy, I think I wanna have your baby.
By the way, Kelly and I were ripping those verses.
Didn't miss a beat.
Not even a beat.
Yep. Didn't miss a line.
Throwback Thursday. Christy rolling in. Hey, it's my birthday today, so need a little in the club. All right.
All right.
I mean, why not? Hey, happy birthday.
Yes.
By the way. Throwback Thursday.
Joe Jody, it's your birthday. It's your birthday.
And you know we don't. It's not your birthday. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a buzz. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. Be in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill the buzz, I'm into having sex. I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug. Get into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on duck. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you sell like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. Look, homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them trees up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the LA, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, for sure, to tell you I'm loco. And the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. Oh, I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go. Okay. Yeah. Bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need. If you need to feel the buzz, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Got a text from a listener who's like, hey, in honor of the Butthole song and the fact that Blink 182 claimed ownership rights over that.
What?
They said, listen, that's like early Blink 182 songs. We want money.
Are they filing copyright infringement?
Obviously joking.
Against like a 3-year-old?
Right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
All the small things, true care. Truth brings, I'll take one lift, you're right, best trip, always, I know, you'll be at my show, watching, waiting, commiserating.
Honestly, we could say the same thing about Haley from Paramore co-signing the Butthole song from the little kid. What's inside your butthole? So, Paramore, 99.7 DJX. To hear that song and not just go hard every single time.
It really does.
Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. If you found yourself here, it's because every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Just play back to back to back to back to back based on your requests. Your requests make up our playlist here on 99.7 DJX. Percolating, Mary J.
Sort of way,
we're gonna slow it down.
Yeah, a lot of people thought he was a contestant on The Masked Singer, the season.
All right. Mm-hmm. Already picked up, by the way, for a fourth season.
Nice.
Throwback Thursday, DJ X.
Fussing and fighting, we back at it again. I know that it's my fault, you don't understand. I got memories, this is crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. Good with mom, good with pop, good with all my... To try, truth is I wanna let you in, but no. Damn these memories, and it's crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know.
An icebox sweat mark?
No, it's icebox where my heart used to be.
Ow.
There's an icebox where my heart used to be.
There's an icebox sweat mark. I'm like, ow.
You keep saying it like that, though, Sparky. That's fun.
Sweat pit stains? El Mario. Oh, awkward there. Throwback Thursday.
Roma, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Announced that she's releasing what a new her new album
Chromatica
Chromatica yeah
the 29th
yeah something like that
I think that's by the end of this month
yeah so. Hey y'all, Throwback Thursday, little Lady Gaga there on 99.7 DJX. Thank you so much for all the calls, emails, text messages, social media, all that. Up at Ben and Kelly's show again. It just goes from about 8:30 to about 9.
And you know what? You can use this as a landmark, as a staple, to tell you what day of the week it is.
That's right. A lot of people...
And specifically what time it is.
That's right. A lot of people texting going, okay, now I know what day it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
By Thursday, you figure it out.
You figure it out. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Again, your winning word is marathon, M-A-R-A-T-H-O-N. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You can win $1,000. Not too bad there. All right, feel good stories. Try to do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
A lot of graduating seniors have kind of had to come up with alternate ways to celebrate.
Sure.
As opposed to having the traditional ceremony, since a lot of them have been canceled mm-hmm. all over the place. So there are some high school students in Flagler County, Florida. They're literally going to cross the finish line when they get their diplomas on the track at Daytona International Speedway.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that going to be? And then students from 23 high schools in Texas are going to celebrate their graduation in Victory Lane at Texas Motor Speedway. That's fun. Locally, stadiums across Louisville, including Lynn Family Stadium, going to be lining up from 8 to 9 p.m. all weekend long to celebrate the class of 2020.
Oh, there you go.
So just, you know, to let you know, we haven't forgotten about you. We understand this is a huge milestone in your life, and we want you to celebrate, even though you can't get together and have the traditional ceremony.
Right.
So there you go. You can see what they're doing about the local stadiums lighting up on our website at WDJX.com.
Ah, very nice. There you go. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, it's an aggressive chicken that isn't doing it but socially distancing himself. T-H-O-N. Did I spell it right?
You,
M-A-R-A-T-H-O-N.
You
there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening there for a second. Get that in. WDGX.com. And you could be $1,000 richer with Kentucky and a Cash Relief brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment here on 99.7 DJX. There are aggressive chickens on the loose in Louisiana.
What is happening?
An aggressive chicken is reportedly terrorizing people in Walker, Louisiana.
Yep.
Okay, where specifically?
According to CNN, authorities issued a warning about the bird via Facebook and told residents to exercise caution when visiting a bank on Walker South Road.
Yeah,
wait a second. They're issuing a warning to the chicken on Facebook?
Yes. Yes, the Walker Police Department now warning the chicken that is terrorizing the customers at this bank.
The Walker Police Department also stated that there had been incidents at both the walk-up ATM and the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So yeah. The chicken is patrolling both areas.
Yeah.
And not happy.
Right. No.
And noted that the chicken attempted to enter customer vehicles and on a number of occasions.
Oh,
authorities reportedly tried to take the animal into custody, but it managed to evade arrest.
Oh, that wily chicken. Wily chicken.
The department noted that at this time, the chicken is wanted for charges of assault, attempted battery, attempted burglary, terrorizing, and ignoring the social distancing order of the governor.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of charges that chicken is facing.
Yeah, the police are basically like, listen, chicken. If that is your real name, you adhere to these social distancing guidelines set by the governor. Also, quit attacking people in the parking lot there at the bank.
To be fair, in the chicken's defense, I'm fairly positive that it doesn't have a smartphone and or a Facebook page to have seen that. So maybe they make a poster, a wanted poster with the chicken's picture on it, right?
With a circle with a line through it?
Yeah. And then, like, post it near the drive-thru and the walk-up ATM. Then maybe the chicken might get the idea.
Well, the chicken has fled on foot from the scene. So is now wanted by
the
police there in Louisiana.
The chicken's on the lamb.
Yeah. On the lamb. I mean, we know that there are travel restrictions. And we know that you're probably not traveling to Louisiana this weekend. But
just be aware.
Be aware.
I'm guessing that chicken's not wearing a mask either.
No, there are a lot of things that chicken is not doing correctly.
It's
here.
It's a laundry list of bad things.
Laundry list for sure.
502 traffic.
Okay, setting the bar. These are examples of how people are not being hometown heroes.
We'll okay, all right.
Yeah,
sure.
If you can manage to make it through the day without assisting a fellow inmate in his escape, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's frowned upon.
These two inmates apparently pulling a fast one over guards at Cook County Jail.
Oh, the old switcheroo! That was when 28-year-old Quentin was scheduled to be released. He was ready to go. He was scheduled to be released.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Using, of all things, a mask to make it happen. Now there is a search underway.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
He's taking advantage of the COVID situation.
Quentin decided, well, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to sell my identity to a buddy of mine here in jail.
Sweet.
For the promise of $1,000.
Oh, just $1,000? That's it?
Uh-huh.
I would have asked for more.
And so Mr. Scott is the 21-year-old there who was like, hey, I'm good for it.
Uh-huh.
So okay. That's when Mr. Scott put on a mask, used the other guy's full name and personal information, and slipped out of jail.
Have you ever watched Sneaky Pete?
No.
That series, it's like totally what happened.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Like, Sneaky Pete took his cellmate's whole entire life story and then pawns himself off as him because he hadn't seen the family in years and years and years.
Nah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's a great premise for a show. Well, there you go.
Well, that is real life.
Yeah. Dang.
And so now the police are going, hey, if you know of where Mr. Scott may be, could you give us a heads up on that?
Sure.
All right.
That's probably not going to work out well for him. It didn't work out well for Sneaky Pete either.
Well, and here's the thing also. Oh, yeah. Quentin, remember, he was the original guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's not going to be released anytime soon now.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, the finish line was within reach.
It was within reach.
The light at the end of the tunnel was there. And now it's out.
So, again, if you could just manage to make it through the day without assisting a fellow inmate in his escape from jail, you're doing okay.
That's a specific target audience we are talking to when we say that. Let's back it up and say, let's not get in jail.
Ah,
and then once you're in jail,
that does broaden it a little bit.
It does
more.
A little bit. Makes it a little bit
more relatable to others.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Feel Good Stories. Do this every hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kent.
This doesn't happen every day. A San Francisco Bay Area hospital got $1 million anonymous donation to be split into bonus checks for all the employees.
Okay.
And we're not talking just doctors and nurses. Everyone who's been working through the coronavirus pandemic. So that includes cleaning staff, lab technicians, medical records, mailroom staff, even security guards that have worked at the hospital for at least a year are going to get bonuses, and they're going to equate to about $600 for part-timers, $800 for full-time staff.
Not bad.
Just a really cool, I guess, anonymous thank you. The donor did write a little letter saying, this is for... saying thank you for standing up to care for our community. The human kindness is what makes you heroic.
Oh.
So, cool thing right there.
Yeah.
Nice bonuses.
All right.
Hospital staff there.
Is your feel good? I don't know how to transition from a feel good to a Florida story.
Just delicately.
So, we'll give you like 10 minutes to marinate in that.
Okay.
All right.
So, soak up the feel good, and then we're going to take a sharp left turn.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without, calling the police to report gunshots, yikes, when it was just your tire blowing out. Oh, yeah, and you're transporting illegal drugs and nearly $30,000 in cash. You're doing okay. Oh,
that's a lot of mistakes there. That's a lot of box checked.
So, here's the thing. One is who we're going to highlight here. Juan and his buddy were not even in Florida. They're from Florida, though, but Florida followed them.
Oh, well, of course.
To Oregon.
They had some questions.
They're on the I-5, in a different state, so maybe they're not used to the customs.
Maybe.
So that's when his tire blows out.
Okay.
And normally people, when something like a tire blows out, when you're on a highway...
You call AAA.
You... recognize that because your car starts to drive funny.
Exactly.
Well, Juan called Oregon State Police because he thought he'd been shot at.
Oh, he was a little confused. That is unfortunate
because
they probably were going to come into some knowledge about his other activities.
Yeah. So then when the police kind of got to him, they're like, okay, so talk to us about, the gunshots, and then they realize, oh, you know what? Look at your tire. It's all blown out. And then, oh, hey, why do you have $30,000 hidden in diapers in your car? Oh, yeah. And why also do you have a bunch of illegal drugs?
Oh,
hey.
The dominoes are falling, aren't they?
Could you come with us, please?
You know what? You can't drive the car. It's a little messed up. Let's just...
Yeah.
We'll give you a ride in the back seat of the patrol car.
There you go. We'll give you a ride.
Wow.
You know what? You can take the guy out of Florida, but you can't take the Florida out of the guy.
No, you cannot.
No.
We can't fix stupid.
We tell you these stories because we hope that you don't fall prey to them. All right?
I have confidence. We've got smarter people here in Kentucky. They're not going to do that.
Gosh, you'd think.
I hope.
That's setting the bar.
Yeah.
Florida making the show there. If you can manage to make it through the day without, calling the police. When you're transporting illegal drugs with nearly $30,000 in cash to report that your tire blew, you're doing okay.
If there's anything from watching a series like Breaking Bad, it's that you don't call the police ever. For any situation.
I guess not.
I mean, okay.
All right, that's setting the bar on 99.70JX. 99.70JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember yesterday about this time we were telling you about Elon Musk and Grimes's brand new bouncing baby boy, and the name that they chose for the baby boy was something very unique.
It was a bunch of symbols and letters, and nobody really knew what it meant or how to say it, and it was weird, and they... To have the weirdest celebrity name ever is a big accomplishment.
That's a plaque you hang on the wall.
It is.
The name X-A-A-E-A-12. 12. I don't know. I butchered it. Sorry. So anyways, the state of California rolled in and was like, yeah, you know what? That's great. You can call them that. You just can't legally call them that.
Nope. Can't put that on paper.
Nope.
We need something else for the birth certificate. Something that's got the alphabet in it.
Yeah. Has to only include the 26 letters of the English alphabet. So actually, you know, we could use them as an example that if you are, I was going to say conceived, if you are going to have a baby.
Yes. There you go.
If you're going to have a baby and you're going through names and you're thinking, you know what? I'm going to make it, an at sign. And, you know,
a series of symbols.
Yeah, maybe I'm just going to legally call it the Twitter handle I want it to have.
Sure. Oh, wow. I am kind of surprised no one's done that yet.
Well,
name their kid a Twitter handle.
Maybe it's because you legally can't.
Okay.
So, yeah, use this as an example. Use Elon and Grimes as an example that you cannot actually name your kid legally.
On paper.
Anything other than the 26 letters of the English alphabet.
I say some secret prayers for that kid. Because I feel like already setting him up to have some issues in school.
I think he'll be fine.
You think?
I think he'll be fine.
All right.
Because when you consider it, the school that XAA-12 is going to go to, it's probably going to have other kids that have unique names as well.
Really?
I would imagine.
I feel like that's the most unique. Maybe he's going to be homeschooled.
Okay.
Could be. Sure. I don't know. I have concerns.
I'm sure Grimes is up for it.
Sure.
All right. I think that'll do it for us.
Let's shut down the show.
We'll tie this show up with a nice little bow and
walk away awkwardly.
Send it down the Ohio River. Light it on fire first.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen.
Tons of stuff up on the website as well, WDJX.com.
All right. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.